From the words of Paul's letter, we were reminded again today that followers of Christ walk and talk in new ways. And in that portion, he said, we are to be filled with the Spirit. As he said, not drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Now, people walk and talk in funny ways when they're drunk. So it's a helpful picture. But filled with the Spirit. Now, that is a godly thing. It's different than the American way. It's a godly way. Furthermore, it is not self-induced, as a long series of beers is self-induced. It is accomplished only by God in the way He chooses. And it is our goal here in chapel that you would be different people, godly people, made new by God. And so we use God's tool, the Word of God. Are we walking and talking in new ways? Now, when we get together, he constructs his sentence with a series of participles. You've heard of these, describing what the subject does, in a sense, the one who is filled with the Spirit, at least. When we get together, we converse with each other and with God, addressing one another in psalms, as we just did with Psalm 136. And it had that theme of thanksgiving, love of God. Could we say chesed? And everyone got the refrain. Everyone got to tell part of what God did. And there was a long series of things that he did. Then we sang a hymn. If you looked at what the author of that hymn, Eric Routley, was trying to do, it was paraphrase Psalm 98. So he took the design in Scripture and he made a new wording for it. But it took a Lutheran to add the fourth stanza that knew to put Christ in it. So we make new spiritual songs and hymns. And they are focused on what God has said and what God has done. It's not about self-centered enthusiasm, sort of drinking enough to really let go. It's not just cheering for God and having a good time. The focus is never on us here, but on what God did, as that psalm so neatly accomplished. It's chatting over the words of God and what he said, especially his saving power and what he did in Christ. And so we value very much the kind of language that occurs in the last stanza of the hymn. Singing and making melody to the Lord. Now, not to impress others with our ways of walking and talking that are new, but so everyone will look to the Savior, the chesed of God. So each one hums from the heart with a faith, a leaning entirely on God, as it says in Paul, with all your heart, that knows that the person is unworthy, corrupted by sin, and in need of forgiveness. So looks to God to accomplish this when we are unable. Looks to God for salvation and new life. Is our singing then celebrating God's marvelous deeds, encouraging others, humming with faith? The next participle is about the thankful attitude, giving thanks always for everything. not just to thank you here and there, but this is a continuous thing. We have no reason to ever quit. To God the Father, it's directed to Him, the one who sent the Son, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because by His name we became God's child. If there is no trust in Jesus, there is no grasp of the God Father. Always grateful for His deeds, and therefore those around us see it as a cheerful witness to one who is rescued. Are we always giving thanks through Christ? Because of Christ, then, we serve one another, submitting to one another, not putting ourselves first, serving others first, even in worship. Often we think of it as something, what would I get out of it? But Paul is talking about it here in a context where it ends up, it's something we give to others as we express this faith and assist the Spirit in making them godly. It's out of reverence for Christ, he says, not to impress others with our sacrifice of praise, not to show off our goodness as ones who walk in new ways, but to look to Him who gave up a throne to become a slave, even unto death, and to give His life so we could have life with God, who now pleads for us before the Father, who will come again, and He will take us home. That's the one that's uppermost in our mind. Do we serve others because we revere Christ? So, filled with the Spirit, it is a state of being that is extraordinary, but not self-induced, but God-created. When we gather, we encourage those around us. When we gather, we let our heart hum with faith. When we gather, we continually give thanks. It's our main attitude at all times. And therefore, we can give ourselves to others because of our Lord Jesus. In this way, we can be overflowing, bubbling with the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.